going to love this line, and this is exciting for your business. So,
well, the problem is I worked with other SEO companies before, and I get no results. So that's my problem. My problem is that it's waste of money. So how are you different than the other people?
I'll take it from here.
So far.
Hey, Kyle, how are we doing today?
Hello.
Hi, my name is Aubrey Browning. I'm the pricing director here at Local Splash. I do see that you have quite a few questions, so I do want to get those addressed for you here. I know you were speaking with Maria. She does an okay job of going over the basics. So, you know, any questions that you have, let's go ahead and clear those up before we jump in here. Do you have any questions specifically?
I mean, you guys call me trying to sell me SEO, so I mean, I got tons of questions. The questions are infinite.
Let's do it.
Off the top of my head, you know, how do you guys operate? What are your services that you offer? How do you guys go about SEO? What are your results for other companies? What are some names of some other companies you have successful SEO for? How long is it going to take? Do you predict? You know, pretty much all the common normal stuff. I want to know how you guys are going to do it. How quick are you going to do it? And how much is it going to cost me?
Gotcha. So for the cost, that is $299 a month. Okay. For a breakdown of exactly what that is, $199 goes towards your programming for first page placement and your maintenance of that first page. So when you're programmed with Local Splash, there is no rotation off of first page. As long as you are signed under us, you are going to be on that first page placement. The way that we do this isn't just creation and verification of a Google profile and throwing you out there and hoping for the best. There is very many corners of progress that go into keeping that ranking, from your website to how you communicate with your reviews, directory submissions, Facebook pages, things like this. So what we do here is a complete optimization, top to bottom. We do include you in not just Google, but also Bing Local. We create the initial content for you as well. And the Apple Map section. We do run a Facebook ad campaign, but we do not make posts. We don't do stories. We don't do videos and picture updates or anything like that. You'd still be responsible for that aspect if that's something you do. We would just be dedicated to the content, upkeep, and optimization of your smart targeted ad campaign, and only for your local area. So your Facebook page isn't popping up for people 200, 300 miles away or in another state. It's only for your local area. Then we optimize your keywords for location, smart targeting, and language. Okay? With your Facebook ad campaign, we do build the Facebook page if you don't have one. None of this is any extra cost. Even if we have to build you a website, that still goes under the $299. Okay? Once we get that first page placement and all of your verifications, we do supply you with a dashboard for a bit of a time frame expectation. For your local first page placement, it does take a maximum of 60 days, minimum of 45, and that's cutting the industry standard in half already. As a 20-year Google partner, this is where we specialize. This is where we have for 20 years. One of our largest clients, Extra Space Storage, they joined us in 2008. You can track their annual revenue from 2002 to 2008, and from 2008 when they joined us to 2025. They were averaging roughly $220 million annually. After 2008, that has now jumped exponentially to $3.2 billion annually, and they're still with us. Okay? Vivint Security, same thing. So we do provide what we discuss, right? It all comes down to the partnerships. I get you've likely been with multiple other SEO agencies. There's 300,000 of them out there. There's only 40 of them who have a hand-selected Google partnership, and only 15 of those 40 are allowed to provide you with their most powerful assets, like Google Guarantee, or Google Verified now, but it used to be called Google Guaranteed. Local Splash is one of those companies. Okay.
Yeah, I've worked with companies, with those companies before too, saying that were Google guaranteed and same thing, no results, it's around same price. I've paid for similar things, same price, no results. That's the scary part. Same promises, same prices, same background, same sales pitch, but no results. That lies my problem is that finding a company that's going to give me results.
Yeah, absolutely. And that does come down to, again, who you work with. There are partners out there, like you said, you've worked with a few. But then that comes down to how new is their partnership, right? Did they get this in 2015, 2021, right? We've had our partnership since we've been in business. That is 20 years. We've never lost that partnership because we adhere to Google's guidelines. Our optimization score is 70% minimum. That is proof that we set up these accounts to perform well. Our ad spend is $10,000 every 90 days minimum. That's identification of new growth patterns and sustaining those on an ongoing basis. And then, of course, over 50% of our agents, our directors, including myself, hold our Google Ads certifications. So, yes, you can have quite a few businesses out there that can offer to do what we do here, but that also comes down to breaking down what we're looking for, right? If we're looking to draw in qualified leads, that's Google verified. We can't tell you, hey, you're going to get 13 qualified leads off of a local listing. That's not true, right? Your organic listings are regular Joes like me. Regular Joes like the people in your neighborhood who are going on Google, typing in, for example, HVAC near me, and scrolling to the first page to look for somebody who can get that work done for them. So they're not being screened through Google like when Google verified. These are just regular Joes looking for some work to be done. Does this provide a 200% minimum return on investment over time? Yeah. Absolutely. But I'm not going to be promising you 200% return on investment in 60 days. That's when your actual footprint becomes live. Google still has to learn your patterns. Google still has to draw in that traffic, right? But our clients are seeing 200% minimum return on investment on just first page placement. If we're looking at leads, pay per lead, that is a different kind of thing.
So here's my problem. I had a company. I was paying $350 a month. They built me a website. They did all the SEO, had unlimited changes, unlimited pages, limited everything, 24/7 support.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the front page of Google. It didn't change anything. It didn't help me. I was paying to be on the front page of Google,
mm-hmm.
but it didn't do anything for me.
So okay. So you had no tracking. Go ahead. Go ahead.
There was no traffic coming in. There was 60, you know, being on the front page doesn't mean squat really. Far as I'm concerned, I've been on the front page with no results, nothing happened. It didn't do anything.
Okay.
What does that mean? You know what?
Okay. So that comes down to what we're thinking in terms of expectation when it comes to something like local SEO. So when you have first page placement, you'll think of this as brand building, visibility, right? Putting up a billboard in the middle of a city, right? Or middle of an area. Okay.
Yep. I did that. I did that too. And it didn't work. No one called.
That's surprising. I've never heard somebody tell me they've used billboards. That's interesting. Especially in this day and age. But, that's what first page placement.
Desperate.
entails.
Absolutely, right? desperate to get people to call. And I've tried SEO, I've tried billboards, gone door to door. The only thing I've had that works is throwing people discounts. Word of mouth and handing out coupons. Those are two best things.
So you've never
on the front page of Google, and it didn't help. That's why I can't get. I'm struggling to get behind it.
Yeah. Have you attempted using the local service ads in conjunction with your first page placement?
No.
Okay. Because I do want you to see that there is a system that can bring you what you need. What I don't want to do is angle you in a position where you'll get confused on things like leads versus organic traffic, right? What it sounds like is that you've tried a lot of things for the angle of leads by using visibility methods. It's just from what I'm gathering.
Well, even traffic. I mean, even just traffic. People call people's. You know what I'm saying? No one was going to the site. Being on the front page of Google, no one went to the site. We were getting very low traffic numbers. Most of it's probably bots. I was getting most people that would reach out to me from the website was marketing companies telling me how garbage my website was and how much better they could do it.
My goodness. That's crazy. I mean, to me, your website looks fine. I can't imagine why anybody would say that other than they just want to make you pay for building a new website.
Yeah, well, our website's down right now. It's been down for months. I switched to a $5,000 marketing company a month that was going to handle social media. They were going to handle everything. And
$5,000 a month? Oh, my goodness.
Yep. No. Yeah, that's how much some of these companies charge. It's desperate to get people to call.
Well, I don't want you working out of desperation here. Okay? I don't want to just throw a bunch of things at you here.
No one calls. I've never had a marketing company to come at me with a plan and say, here's what we got to do. Here's what's going to work. You know, they've all thrown me the same thing. Here, build a website. Let's do the SEO. Let's do the keywords. Let's throw you on some different websites around here. I think they made me an Indeed account. I'm on Bing. I'm out here. Do the geotags. When you go to different jobs, check in where you're there. You know, make sure you respond to your reviews. You know, I've tried that stuff. They all, and that's what all these companies tell you. They're all telling the same thing. And that path has not led to great results. So I'm not a big, you know, I guess I'm waiting for someone to give me an idea that I can believe in or that's not of the status quo of all these other SEO companies.
Okay. So just from what I'm gathering here, just off of our whole conversation here, I think what you're going to need is actual verified, qualified, and screened leads. You don't need to be trying to grab and scoop and net up all these organic people. Apparently, that's not working for you. So, in terms of just what you'd be looking at here, right? You're fully licensed and insured for your specific area, correct? For HVAC?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm Google verified.
For your certificate of... For your certificate of insurance, they generally require about $250,000 in general liability. I know most states require you guys to have much higher than that. California, I believe, is like $2 million, $1 million or $2 million.
Yep.
So you do have the general liability aspect of things.
Yeah, that's how Google asks for all these things to become a Google verified company. Like Google asked me, take a picture of your truck, take a picture of your office, take a picture of your tools, take a picture of your business documents. So I had to upload all the official documentation to become a Google, to, you know, Google's pretty strict. They don't let any, they make it pretty hard to let any Joe Blow on there.
Absolutely.
At least to become, Google guaranteed. And that might be the difference is I'm Google verified or Google guaranteed or whatever they call it. And that was the aspect of giving them all the information of the business and proof of all this stuff. So yes, I have all of it. We're legit. I gave it all to Google. We're just trying to, the problem is the market around here is flooded with companies. There's so many different companies. And then you got big bull companies with huge marketing budget, you know, trying to compete with. So, I mean, trying to find somewhere in between where we can get some customers, you know, we can't compete with their budget. So, I mean, trying to find some way to do that, right? How to get customers and compete with the big bulls.
Absolutely. And it appears as though, just from looking in UKIPA, if I pronounced that correctly, forgive me if I didn't, a lot of the contractors for HVAC that are using Google Guaranteed right now, they're not even using the max bidding system. So they're not even bidding each other. They're all just taking on their leads at the moment. So with that grant for you, although I don't think you'll be using the max bidding system either, unless you have to, but that does free you up to be able to utilize that system under the local service ads or Google Verify. So what that pretty much is you're telling Google exactly what you're willing to pay maximum for a lead, right? Going beyond your minimum cost per lead. What Google will do then is they'll immediately set what's called a background auction, right? So this will be determined by, you know, who it is that's doing the max bid. If you're bidding $71 as a maximum for your lead and everybody else is only bidding $30 for their maximum cost per lead, you're likely going to be generating in those leads that you're going to be paying that maximum amount for. It gives you that opportunity to control the market. Okay?
So I've never done, I'm open to it. I've never done pay for leads. Just because most of it, Angie's, my struggle with it is you pay no matter what. Generally, the lead will go to different people. And the customer can call multiple different companies or they at least get different options. You know, you're not the only name that they see. Not only in So, I mean, that I'm not opposed to it, especially since, you know, you definitely are, I like the angle of your plan so far, but I just wanted to mention I've never tried that, and that's why, you know.
Gotcha, and that's actually a smart move, although you may not think so, because there's a difference between directories. So a directory would be like Angie, for example, Thumbtack, Yelp, Houzz, Nextdoor. These are known as lead directories. So what they do is they're not Google compliant. They have nothing that has them tied down. So what they do is they buy their leads from Google. They'll hire as many contractors as humanly possible in an area. They'll tell you it's a hot zone. They'll tell you there's 30,000 people looking for your work right this second. Anything to get a bunch of contractors, and they'll drop you all the same lead. Google guarantees leads are not shared because we don't work with your competitors. Once we lock you in this position, that position under Local Splash is closed. No other HVAC specialists in that area are coming to us. So that allows you to take on not only your leads exclusively, but this also allows you to cherry pick. So a qualified lead isn't the same as a directory lead. There's parameters that you have to meet. So when you get somebody on the line, which is all inbound, if you make a quote, an estimate, or an appointment to go get that work done, that is a qualified lead. Anything outside of that, if they're outside of your service area, if they're asking for work you don't even provide, if they're looking for a job, a Google Assistant, virtual assistant, anything like that, that's not a qualified lead. The interesting thing here is that we do everything directly with Google. If we have to dispute a non-qualified lead, for example, you're likely not even going to know you were charged for that lead because we've already taken it, disqualified it, and it's back in your minimum budget. So there's no 3 to 5 day wait, going back and forth, emailing here, emailing there, going to 10 different locations. Everything is handled right here. So we do make sure that everything done through Google and all of your campaigns is compliant. Okay? So what happens for your leads is somebody will come online and Google will present them with not necessarily an application, but a fill-out form. There we go. So what they do is they fill out the location, how much they're willing to pay, and the type of work they're looking for. They submit that. Google distributes that directly to you. They're not coming through us. There's no third-party activity with Local Splash. We're a partner. We're not a third party. So we're not sending you a text message that somebody's interested. We're not sending you a phone call and you answer and we're like, hey, this is Local Splash. We have a lead for you. This is a person that called you directly. Okay? If you make a quote, estimate, or appointment, it's qualified.
Right. So, because I signed up for local services, but I never fired off and set the budget. So you're saying a benefit to paying you guys to handle it is you're gonna manage it a little bit. Because that's something I could, you know, I could set the budget and just let it start running, and then calls will start coming in, basically, if I set my budget or you know.
Correct.
So help me understand. Mm-hmm. You know, is that right? You know, you guys are gonna. You said you're going to keep an eye on if there's a faulty lead, you know. Go ahead.
Yes, exactly. So to go over exactly how that works, we do provide you with what's called a call tracking. So this is Google's best practices. It allows you to track all of your analytics, but it also lets us track our marketing working for you as well. But beyond this also allows you to set your own personal...
You guys actually keep an eye on that stuff, or is that... Because this was another problem I had, is mm-hmm. I had to call my marketing company and tell them, hey, look, it's not working. I'm not getting any results. So do you guys monitor these kinds of things, like the activity and the traffic and stuff like that? Or I know you guys have – do you guys actively – check the performance? Or
absolutely.
I understand you can, and I understand there's the tools there, and all these that's one thing with all these. Oh yeah, you know, we have the tool. You know, you can see how many people come in, and you can see how well it's working. Well, great. I know that I can see it, but what I need is a company that they're going to see it, and they're going to make changes if things aren't performing.
Exactly.
Actively. That's been my biggest problem is when I get no results, I get no, you know, no performance, and then I got to be the one to speak up and say, hey, it's not working, do something different. So, I mean, is that how you guys operate too?
So we do handle everything actively. Now, I won't say 24/7. People do have to sleep. But we do handle everything throughout.
You're not going to have someone monitoring every business and every account. I mean, that's a little unrealistic, but I mean,
right.
At least once a week, check in on the performance or something. And hey,
exactly.
Just file a call, let them know, hey, last week this happened. We're going to make some changes. Just some speculation here, some ideas. If I had a marketing company, that might be how I do it, but I don't, and I don't know marketing.
Yeah, and it's even down to your radius is what we call it for your service area. if it happens, let's say we have a bit too much of a stretch, right? You're getting a lot of calls from the tip end of a really large radius, but you're not able to handle the work, right? You're not able to get out there. It's way too far, right? You've had to tell people, you know, this isn't even work that you do, things like that. We'll tighten up that radius for you. We'll call you first, of course, to make sure, you know, that's a greenlit thing. What we don't want to do is have autonomous things happen, and then it's something that you may not have wanted, and then we have a little cup of worms, right? So we do confirm every change with you first, but we do make those changes if we have to.
Someone mentioned to me earlier on-site SEO and then, like, off-site SEO.
Interesting.
Is that a thing?
It depends on what was the context for that.
They were saying that certain companies provide SEO for just your website, and then other companies provide SEO for backend, you know,
specifically for website, like on website. Okay. We cover both.
Like I said, all these companies throw different things at you and try to confuse you or something. They try to talk themselves up is what it is.
Yeah, it's a lot of jargon.
Oh, we do. Right.
Yeah.
We do this and they don't do that. And it's like, yeah, are you sure?
Yeah, it's so when it comes to the differences, when people are talking like on-site, off-site, if they're only specializing in one or the other, that's not going to be beneficial for you point blank, period. Because if you're only working on the optimization of just the website content, just its coding and improving its search ranking, the rest of your Google profile isn't going to be moving. It's just going to be your website. So your website will show up in organic listings, but your first page placement isn't there. Your Google profile isn't there. Nobody has any idea who your business is, but they see a good website. Offsite is building the reputation of that website with everything that doesn't have to do with it. So like, brand mentions, right? Tagging, hyperlinks, things like that. It's a lot of extra. We handle both sides of that, on-site and off-site. So that's when I was going over our Google compliance and automatic SEO settings for websites. We do both ends of that because we want you to be successful. We don't want to pick and choose what pieces we're working on. That's ridiculous. We work on all aspects.
Okay.
Now for your minimum budget, you wouldn't even have to worry about your minimum budget being put in for another roughly 4 to 8 weeks. This is just Google's background checking, license checking, insurance checking. It takes them about a minimum of 4 weeks to get back to us with the approval. That's when you'll put in your minimum budget. Okay? So your minimum monthly budget.
You're saying I'll have to redo all that?
Yes, but if you already have that stuff, if you've already been through that process, right, it's not going
to
take the full extent of
for
it. I'm sorry, repeat that? You cut out just a little bit for me.
I'm trying to understand what part you're saying I'd have to sign up for when I believe I'm already signed up.
How do you mean by sign up? Are you mean like background check?
Set up. Well, yeah. You were pretty vague. What part were you talking? You just said I'm going to have to set up these things. With what were you referring to? For the Google.
Mm-hmm.
Why would Google ask for these things again? To be Google verified is what you're saying.
Yeah. So Google will have its partners. Okay. I want to make sure the question's clear.
From my understanding, I am already Google verified.
It depends on what you mean by Google verified. If you mean your Google profile has been verified, then yes, you have a Google business profile. Google guaranteed or Google verified, as it's called now. I know it's so confusing. I do apologize for that. But that is the pay-per-lead service. So it's a separate service from the local SEO placement. They work in synergy together, but they're two different things.
I set up for that as well, too. I set it all up. I just never used it.
Gotcha. So
I'm ready to use it. Thought about using it. Never did.
So if you've already been through, like, sending in the videos and they approved, okay, so you got a message that says it's been approved, it will take less than 4 weeks for us to get the approval. We do still have to do it, just Google's requirements. We do have to still send in, have them do the background check and the verification. Once they give us that approval, that's when we call you first, let you know it's been approved. Then you put in your minimum.
Is it because I'm working under your guys' account or something? I'm trying to understand what's changing in the process. It's just Google's process because I'm changing something. Help me understand why I have to do it again. Because I'm changing, because something's changed. Like, why am I doing it again? Just, you're saying that's Google's process?
That is Google's process, just to make sure that everything is absolutely accurate and in order. So the background check, 7 years. They're only looking for felonies.
Which I've already done. Where I'm confused in all this. I've already done said. I'm trying to understand if something's changed. What's changing to make me have to do it again?
The only thing that's changing is we're going to be managing everything for you. Your LSA. Good.
That's why I just don't. Because I'm going to add you onto my account. I'm going to add you onto my Google account. And you're saying that's going to make me have to redo the verification? I'm trying to understand why I got to be re-verified or re-whatever, re-background, re-anything. Like I said, I already did all that. I already have all those pieces to the Google.
Correct, which is why I was saying it'll be faster because you have gotten those done. But Google does require us, because we are going to be managing the Google Business Profile and your local service ads. They want us to do the re-verification. That's if you signed up with any Google partner SEO company, right? Google does require us to put that back in for you.
Gotcha. So because I'm changing and having you manage it, it needs to be redone.
Correct. Yes, sir. But it's not going to take as long.
Question.
Because you're not new to it, so we're not doing the full
ground
up.
No problem. That's all I was trying to figure out. Why do I got to do it again? But it's because I'm adding you guys.
Yes, sir. Perfect. Now, if we're going in terms of the Google Guaranteed, your month to month is going to change. So instead of $299, it'll be $249. Okay, so $50 does get kicked off of that monthly. And the Google Guaranteed application has a one-time fee. It's $250. Okay? So your only
Google Guaranteed application, what does that mean?
Yeah, so that's your Google Guaranteed application for us to put in for your management. So that's to do your content editing, quality control. We put in your Google Guaranteed application for your keywords, your category, etc. We block off the space for you. And then we go ahead and fill it for your business. So that's a one-time only fee. You're not paying $250 for that management every month. And then the $249 month to month. So your only upfront cost is $499. Then it's just $249 month to month. Once we get your Google Guaranteed application approval in, that's when we put in your monthly budget. So for your monthly budget, that is set at $661. That is for 13 qualified leads for the month. That is 100% adjustable. I'll go over that in a moment. At no more than $50.67 per lead. So every lead's not going to be $50.67, but none of your leads will exceed $50.67 unless you utilize the max bidding system. Okay? Does that make sense so far?
Yeah. Yes. And here's my thing. With it being a slow season, I have been advised that this may be a bad time of year to jump into an endeavor like this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The market's slow in California. Southern California, there's just not a lot of HVAC work right now.
Okay, understandable.
It's seasonal.
Right. So we know what others think. What do you think?
I think it's seasonal, and I think that even if I am, there's less calls right now. I think that now would be a bad time to sign up for this. There's less calls. Because my problem is,
I'm listening.
Does the 249 include a website builder as well?
Absolutely. Everything we've discussed, there's no extra costs. It all comes under the same umbrella. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to your readiness to take on leads, for example, we do allow you the freedom here to pause your campaign. This does not mean you're being charged $661 for your minimum budget every single month while you're paused, because your minimum budget is for your leads, and it's a rollover. So, for instance, if you didn't take all of your leads for the month, anything that remains rolls over into your next month for you. It'll be waiting. The only thing you're doing is refilling with the leads that you did take for that month. Other than that, as long as you stick with us to make sure we get your Google Guaranteed fully optimized, you can pause that. The moment that you're ready for your new season, turn it on. It's as simple as that. We don't make anything difficult here. We make sure that you guys have as much control as possible for your campaigns. Fair enough.
Yes. The upfront cost you mentioned was a little steep. And what was that for? What was those upfront costs for?
Yep, so it's your $249 for your month-to-month local programming for space placement, maintenance, directory submissions, keywords, all that good stuff. And then
when you guys pull keywords, how do you guys get keywords? How do you guys do keywords?
Do you mean how do we put them in? We just ask you. We just go through your category of work.
What I am looking for is a company, and I don't even know if any of them. What I need is a company that's going to tell me what keywords are hot. Because, I mean, I could populate 100. I could throw you 100 keywords, but it might not be any good ones that are people. You understand what I'm saying? Just because I give you a bunch of keywords doesn't mean they're any good.
Right. And that's why we go through content editing and quality control with you, with your account management team, because we do pinpoint exactly what type of work you're looking for.
Well, here's my point. I'm not sure. The work part is simple. Can you tell me what people are searching for? Can you tell me what people are searching for that are hot searches? And then we can implement those keywords into it. Into the site.
So the specific keywords.
That's what I feel is, would be that, I feel that would be the best way to tackle keywords. There's no sense in me. We don't want to target a bunch of keywords that people don't even search for.
Exactly.
Right?
That's why
you
we go
my,
over the quality control. Yes, sir. We go through each and every piece of that. Each and every piece of that, my man. We don't leave any stones unturned. So, for example, you asked for a couple of keywords that are in current search right now, right? You're looking at furnace repair. We're looking at heating repair. Not a lot of people are typing in HVAC specifically, but they're typing in heating and cooling.
AC
installation. But heat pumps, right? HVAC system, heating and cooling system. I don't want to say HVAC because that would be the keyword. And then they're looking for AC services. These are the trending keywords going on for the season.
Mm-hmm. For the season. So curious, how do you get those? What's the time frame on the rel? I'm trying to wrap my head around how you guys get those and how you determine they're hot and what was the time frame of when they were hot. I'm trying to see how good is your data, basically.
Gotcha. So in terms of if you're talking like the metadata, right, I can't pull any metadata. Okay. What I can do is use the things that Google provides for us. We don't have like data crawlers and inventory team and all that nonsense. As a Google partner, we do have our own department. Google sends us over these analytics and what we're looking for in terms of who needs assistance in a given area. This is why we don't talk to large companies right now. Small and medium businesses only. Google sends these over to us personally. And then we follow up and we act on them for you guys.
That billion-dollar company you guys work with is small?
Vivint or Extra Space Storage?
Yeah.
They came
to
us.
That's a big company.
They came to us.
Yeah, you said...
Yes, sir.
You said you only work with little companies. That's a big company.
I said we're not contacting large companies as of now. We're working with small and medium businesses. Yes, sir.
Gotcha.
I'm not going to lead you astray here. Don't worry. If there's clarifications or anything, there's no lies in my game here. I want to make sure it's all clear for you.
So you're saying you pull reports from Meta, basically. You have data from Meta, from Google, and you're looking at data. That's what I'm trying to gain is basically if you guys would be helping me with that, how good of an input is your input? Your input's coming from data that's from the previous year. It's from from a month ago. Just because I feel like it's actually, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I mean, keywords is quite important. I mean, that's what's going
to
kind of, it's going to steer people towards you. You know, if you're not targeting the correct keywords, well, no one's going to be steered towards. And again, as you already mentioned, that's not exactly even working for me. Steering people over the site. It wasn't work, you know, and I don't know if it's because there's so many different companies. Was the keywords and SEO not effective? That's where I'm trying to see what part of it, is missing here and where we can gain.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, honest opinion here, what I think the best course of action would be, okay, is to see it live and in action, okay? Not asking to marry it, or anything like that. What I'm asking is for you to provide me with simply 1% of trust, okay? Give us 30 days, risk-free, of course, to show you the progression of the system, right? We're with you every step of the way, so it's not like you're not going to be seeing exactly what step we're on or anything like that. You'll see exactly what step we're at. You'll see exactly when your Facebook goes up. You'll see when everything happens, okay? If you're feeling as though things aren't going progressing in the way that they should or as quickly as they should, right? We haven't called you about anything. We haven't, you know, filled you in, sent you an email about the update. I'll put the money right back in your pocket. So basically, your worst case scenario right now is you're right back where you started. Your best case scenario is you have finally found the company that you've been looking for, and you will need nobody else. Does that sound fair enough? Completely risk-free.
Yeah, I already have Instagram and Facebook set up. Well, when you say you're going to optimize them, what does that mean?
Ad campaign only. Yeah, so for Facebook.
You said you're not going to make any posts.
Right.
So ad campaign. So I would have to set a budget as something I'd pay for. So you're going to manage
that budget.
The ad campaigns?
So that's part of the 249. So when I was breaking that down earlier, 149 goes towards your local first page placement and your maintenance. That's your programming. 100 goes towards your Facebook ad campaign. That's what creates your 249. So you don't have to budget.
What if I don't want that?
Although you can add the budget. Okay. I mean, I can take off Facebook ads, right?
Because I'm going to be honest with you. Facebook ads is the biggest scam in existence. They pay per click, they pay per view, and it's all bots. It's all fake accounts. It's all bots. They should get sued. It's a big scam.
Interesting. So you've used Facebook ads on your own before?
Yep.
Okay. So you didn't have anybody make it for you or do the optimization. You created the ad, you put in the spend, you put in the keywords and the area.
Yep. And
okay.
Then they pay, you're gonna get charged per click. I get where you're going. It wasn't optimized, is basically your point. But I have trouble getting behind it when it's paid per click and they got bots running around charging me.
Yeah. So we won't allow you to, and that's even with Google Ads, although you don't need that. We don't allow you to overextend on the spend that we have set, right? Unless you decide to add more to the ad campaign, which generally many don't do that. But we can remove Facebook ads if it's not particularly working for you, although we don't run into that case very often. I mean, is it something
What do you judge by working? What are our expectations? What are our expectations from it? What are we going to get out of it?
When you say what are you going to get out of it, you mean in terms of traffic or in terms of actual calls? I want to make sure here.
Both.
Okay.
What can I expect from putting money in Facebook?
Absolutely. So with a properly optimized smart targeted ad campaign, it only targets people, not bot accounts, who have typed in your type of work in your area. So it doesn't extend, like I said earlier, beyond like your actual set service area. So for example, if I'm a guy in your area and I put in, I'm so sick of my air conditioner and I post that to my timeline, they're going to get a Facebook ad for your business. They can click the call, click the message, of course, or go to the website. This isn't generally the younger group of people that have been dominating this area. It's usually the 65 and older. This is why we partnered with Meta in the first place, because it is the more senior group of people who have been looking and finding the work from Facebook, because they don't like to look for things for one reason or another. But they do like to talk about it. So when they see that ad pop up and it's in their local area, they don't go to Google. They click directly on that ad campaign. So they either go to your website and take a good look and book through there, or they call you directly. So that's the success we've been seeing in terms of meta in terms of the ad campaign. So that's why we specialize specifically in just that ad. We don't make like posts and all of that other stuff. We simply maintain the optimization and content of the smart targeted ad for your area only. So that'll help bolster in those, that traffic, which obviously leads into living, breathing people calling you versus, you know, some random bot account.
Yeah, that was the because I told it, bring more views, bring more traffic to my page. And, oh, it did, but, you know, and it, you can see who, you know, it gives you all the access. You can see who was coming to the page. And I would look, and it would be people in different states. It would be fake accounts with no weird names and no photos and just no like friends. Like,
yep, yep. Yes, sir. You said two friends just as I did, too. I've been there. I've seen it.
Yeah. Yep. So that's why I can't get behind Facebook, you know, but that's all I knew of it as, and I don't like it.
Okay.
But you're saying it is another way to do it, or it'll work better, or I was doing it wrong.
Yeah, because we synergize it with your Google footprint as well. So instead of just having it as a Crowley cooling and heating Facebook page that's just kind of standalone, it's working in tandem as well with your Google as well. So what that means is if somebody, for instance, they don't put HVAC on Facebook, they put it on Google, it is still going to pick that up. It connects directly to Facebook. It's smart targets, they still get an ad for your business on their Facebook feed. So it's the synergy that's at work here that creates the success for Facebook as well as proper optimization of the smart targeted ad campaign.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
What's your position? And how many people would be working on my account? Are you my main point of contact? And how much are you gonna be the only person working on my account, or you only do like the intake?
Gotcha. So I make sure that your optimization is up to par, but your account manager is the one who's going to be your main point of contact. So for example, right, the moment we sign you on, the first thing we do is set you what's called a client interview. So that's where you meet your Meta team, your Google team, and your dedicated account manager. So your manager is never going to change. Your account manager will never change. It'll always be the same person. If you need to make changes, if you want to make run promotions through all of your campaigning, if you wanted to change out any keywords, you can do that with the assistance of your account manager. And they are on standby for you throughout all business hours.
You handle to make sure it's working and tracking properly.
Correct.
And
so I'm a senior marketing advisor. I'm one of the directors.
So if it's not working good, you'd be the guy to know about it. You guys are actually monitoring the performance of the whole situation.
Yes, sir.
Correct.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Because that's something I've never had. I mean,
I know you mentioned that it's something you're not familiar with, but you've never had somebody who is actively making sure things are running smoothly?
Running smoothly or being successful?
Being successful. That's what I mean by running smoothly. Sorry about
that. Yeah.
When
I get 1 month of very poor performance, I expect something's got to change. Not only do I, it's a huge red flag, right? We had a poor performing month. And I've never had a company reach out to me and say, hey, you know, things are down this month. This didn't look, you only had 30 people come to your website. We need to change this, this, and this, and that'll help. I've never got that. I don't get that. It's always been me having to monitor things. And when I come back at the companies, it's always, oh, well, we did the keywords. You just got to give it more time. We did this. We're doing this. And it's, well, damn, now you're doing it. You did everything you said. Not only did you not catch the poor results, I had to catch it. And now when I come at you telling you we have poor results, you're telling me you just got to give it more time. And that's been the narrative. And that's been my thing. And that's my whole,
wow.
And that's why I kind of have a bad taste on SEO. That's how all these companies I've worked with have operated. So that's, trying
my
to make
goodness.
Sure that that's not the same.
Yep. Well, I guess that's why we're the leading SEO company in the industry. We actually make sure you guys are successful. And like I said, you know, I'm here to make sure that if you're not seeing what you're looking for, just in terms of the progress, right? I make sure you're not even going backwards. You're right back where you began. Right back where you are with me talking right now. But you're not going to go backwards. You're only going to move
forward. It's a pretty bad spot. We're pretty far at the bottom right here. You can't get – we're at the bottom. I'm not far off where I started when I was at nothing. I'd say I'm back at nothing. The only thing I got going, 37 five-star reviews on Google. That's as far as we got. That's all maybe we got going. And that's it. I got no website. I got no marketing. I got no nothing. I got a Facebook page that no one manages. I got an Instagram page that no one manages. And that's it. We don't pay for any ads. I don't pay for any marketing. I've fallen off the marketing bandwagon. And that's it. I've been running around all year. I went 1 year, no marketing. It was okay. It was pretty piss poor. I would like better, but survived. But like I said, it was because of my poor results and the companies I worked with in the past led me to believe that there's no hope.
Man, that's sad in this day and age, especially because we hear a lot. And not even, there are some directories that I've never even heard of that people come to me with, and they have even worse practices than things like Angie. And, you know, a lot of those clients are still with me. I've signed them on anywhere between 1 year ago to 2 years ago, and they are still with us. Not all of them have taken, you know, upgrades and things like that, but a lot of them are still maintaining their accounts with me, right? Because like I like to tell everybody, it is all who you work with, right? Even from the company, right? I make sure all of my clients are taken care of. It doesn't matter if it's how many leads you want to adjust to. It doesn't matter if it's you want to make a change to the campaign. I make sure you guys are taken care of, plain and simple, right? Even right down to letting you have the 30-day risk-free. Most people in this company don't do that. I do that for everybody who needs it, right? Because I want you guys to see something that works. I don't want you to just put your full foot into everything and expect, you know, to pull your foot out with a sock, right? We want to make sure that everything we do for your business is successful, and that's what I do here for you. So in terms of, you know, how everything is sounding, right, it apparently has sounded really good for you. So far, is this something you're willing to secure just to give it a shot, right? Let us prove to you that this is something that can work for your business, finally.
Yes, my concern is I don't even have a website, and I know you rebuild it, but can we potentially, can you even get any results in 30? I don't know what you could do in 30 days without a website, or how quick you guys can get me a website.
So we get the website done in about 10 to 14 days. Fully active, Google compliant, SEO settings, and active. We have that done in about 2 weeks. And that's also when your Facebook ad campaign is out there and fully running as well.
With the ad campaign, will you guys, I know you don't make posts, but you guys will set up the campaign. You guys will do everything with the ad, right? You're going to set it. You're going to set. But I got to tell you what, like, because you can put, there's so many different things you could do with the ad. You could put a picture, like, so are you guys going to handle the ad? Like, basically, do I have to set up the ad and you're going to fine tune it? Or
no,
you guys are just going to set up the ad for me.
Yeah, we're going to set up the ad, the content, and the smart targeting. Yes, sir. We're going to handle all of that for you.
Okay. Just don't make posts.
Yeah, we don't make stories or pictures or posts or anything like that.
That's fine. Okay.
Okay. So I just want to go over a little bit of business information to make sure how we're going to be projecting this is correct, although I am going based off your Google profile here. Do you put LLC at the end of Crowley Cooling and Heating, like on business cards?
Yeah, it's on my business cards.
Okay. Would you want us to add LLC to the end of Crowley Cooling and Heating for your Google business profile here?
I'm not very picky on it.
Okay. All right. And then for the business address, I know you do have that hidden here because it's a home address. What is that address?
12931 Stardust Drive, Ecapa, California, 92399.
Okay. Stardust. Is Stardust one word? Or is it Stardust Drive one word?
Yeah, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And really quick, let me go ahead and make the note for the hiding of the address. This is a home address. All right. And that's Yucaipa, Yucaipa?
Correct.
Okay. That's 92399. Now, for the preferred client call number, that is the 909-362-1700?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's Pacific Standard Time. Now, I do have first name Kyle. Last name?
Where are you guys? Oh, never mind. You said Simi Valley?
Fountain Valley, California.
Fountain Valley. Gotcha.
All right. And then I assume last name, Crowley?
No, it's Norse, N is Nancy, O-U-R-S-E.
All right. N-O-U-R-S-E. So like course, but with an N.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And then what's a good business email? This is where you're welcome to Local Splash and your initial invoice are sent.
CrowleyCooling@gmail.com.
CrowleyCooling@gmail.com. All right, perfect. So the next thing I want to make sure is in place for you is a security question. So we do this for two reasons. Go ahead.
I have a domain with GoDaddy. I just got it transferred actually today from my previous. It's crazy you called me today. I don't know how it works out. You guys must have called me because I was Googling marketing companies, I swear. But I just today switched from, I got my domain from my other marketing company. Like I said, I've been, no website for a while now and started, I just wanted to work on it, and I've been working on, basically, I got my domain back from the other company. So I have it. I don't know if that helps us, hurts us, or what you can do with it, but.
Yeah, that helps tremendously. Just really quick, the domain that you own is not the one that was under GoDaddy, or is it the one that is under GoDaddy?
It's a, yes, I have a, I don't know how that works with owning or not owning. It's in my possession with GoDaddy.
Okay, okay. And that is the Crowley Cooling and Heating.com, right?
Yes.
Okay, okay. That's the domain here. Did you want to use this domain still? Or did you want us to update the content, anything like that? Or did you just want to leave it as is?
Well, I need to update the content of the website. The website, all it has is a landing page that GoDaddy gave me.
Yeah.
Here's another thing. I don't know what kind of web designers you have. If you guys use, I don't know what you guys use. If you guys just use a blanket template, or if you guys actually have a actual web designer who could take code and make something out of it. But I have all my website content from them. But it's in code.
Oh, nice. So they did allow you to take your content code along with you. So they didn't just give you your domain and leave it at that. You were allowed to take the content also.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
I've yet to find a company that could do anything with it. They always tell me, oh, we use a website builder that you can't do that. They all use a generic website builder is the problem. They don't have an actual designer, and they can't use it.
Gotcha. So I don't want to say that we will be able to just dive on in and make 100,000 changes, but you do have options there for it. So if we can't utilize, okay, you had a question?
Well, I don't really want to change that. I just want to use it because I spent a lot of time and effort to get it where it is, right?
Okay.
Okay. To work with somebody, I put tons of hours into getting it to that point, and it was pretty decent. I was, you know, it wasn't perfect, but I didn't hate it, and it had a lot of, you know, it had a lot of stuff I liked. So rather than, and I don't even, you know, my problem is, I couldn't even tell you, hey, here's what I want it, because if I could go to the website again and tell you, hey, look, just give me something close to this. Doesn't need to be exact, but something close. What's most important to me is the wordage. The problem is the website's down. It's been torn down. So all I have is code.
Okay. So like you said just a second ago, that last thing you said there, we can definitely make it as close as possible. If we can't, you know, take over the coding aspect of everything, we can make you a website that's as close as possible. If that's, you know, something that you want us to do. And it's, again, no extra cost. It's all part of the same package. But we'd be able to do that for you.
Okay, yeah. So I got the content. Hopefully that helps. And I'm trying to keep just mostly the wording. Like, you know, I spent a lot of time on getting it to say the things I wanted to say about the business, right? So,
right.
You know, you guys can change. You know, you got to, that's all part of fine-tuning in. And I know you guys are going to go in there and you're going to tweak it a little bit or maybe add some keywords or add whatever you got to add to make the website better. But I have a couple things, you know, as far as regarding, you know, our practices and our promises and things and our history, that took quite a bit of time to come up with and gather and perfect. And they might not have even been perfect, but, you know, again, they were a good starting point, I feel.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's my point. At least try to get the wording out of it. At least try to get all the verbiage.
Yeah, for sure. So that is something we can do. Of course, make your, either advertise the website as is, or we can rebuild it as close as possible for you. Hopefully utilizing the code that's, for your content there. And then I do want to make sure we do get a security question here for you. We do this for two reasons. Okay. If you lose your password or have to reset your password for your local Splash dashboard, you have the security question. But also with increased visibility, naturally third-party vendors are bound to call, not related to local Splash. So we create that security question for you as well. But we also have you save our headquarters in your contacts, okay?
Okay.
So you have three to choose from here. You can use your first pet's name. You can use the city you were born in. Or you can use mother's maiden name.
Is that the city I was born in?
City born. Excellent. And then can you spell it for me?
Fontana. F-O-N-T-A-N-A.
All right. Perfect. So anytime you need the security answer, it will be lowercase. Okay. It'll be Fontana. All lowercase for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Excuse me. And then for the billing information, the address, the city, zip code, all of that is the same as well?
It's the same as what?
The 12, okay. And then that is the 12-3. I'm sorry. Can you repeat the street number for me? I have to put it in manually.
Yeah. It's 12931 Stardust Drive.
Oh, I was so close. I said 12391. So close. Okay.
I was like, oh man, he's got it.
I almost had it. All right, perfect. Excuse me.
And you said generally you guys see results for the first page around 30 days, and what did you say, no more than 60?
So no more than 60, but a minimum of 45.
Gotcha.
All right, perfect. And then that's the 92399. All right. And then are you using Visa, MasterCard?
Visa.
Visa? Okay. Visa. All right. And then I am ready when you are.
Is there anything you could send me before we do this that says what? Just, I'm weird, and I like to make sure. I know a lot of people that get scammed, and I'm not saying that's the case. And you just,
yeah, you like to have it in writing.
Long time,
absolutely.
But, and it doesn't even need to be everything we just said, but just something with your guys' company letterhead and a price on it.
All right, give me 2 seconds here. I'm typing it up for you as we speak. Excuse me, my goodness. All right, here we are. Perfect. And then the CPL, that is 5067. All right, perfect. Go ahead and do a quick refresh for me. Make sure that got through to you. It'll be from Aubrey Browning, Local Splash. Were you able to see it? Did that get over for you?
Yes, I got it. Just looked in it, giving it a quick once over.
Absolutely. Take your time.
The monthly I'm just thinking. The monthly budget, that's something I'd pay for, right?
Correct, but this isn't part of the upfront cost. That's only after we've gotten your approval for Google Guaranteed.
Just to confirm, even though I'm already Google guaranteed, I still have to pay your guys' application?
So it would be the management, right? It's an application management fee. So it's for the management of your Google guaranteed. But we do have to put in the, you know, background check and things like that. You just won't have to be waiting 4 to 8 weeks because it's not fresh.
Gotcha. So it's kind of a one-time fee to manage everything.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. Just take your time. Definitely go ahead and look over everything. Just let me know when you're ready, okay?
All right. I think I'm ready here. Looks like everything we talked about.
All right. Excellent. All right. I'm ready with the number.
I brought up here and trying to find a picture. It's 4427-4270-8473-3098.
All right, to make sure I got that correct, that's 4427-4270-8473-3098.
Yes.
All right, perfect. And the expiration?
0630.
June 2030. Oh, that's 2031. 2030. All right, and the CV?
How quick are we going to get started on the website? I know you said about 2 weeks to get built, but when are we going to get started on it?
The website gets started the moment you leave your client interview.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
The security code is 761.
761. All right. Perfect. So before I process the payment, I'm going to walk you through what's called our voice verification. So the reason I have you on a discounted pre-agreement for you, so this is intended as an added form of protection. And I'm going to send this all over in writing in your invoice as well, okay? So while I'm walking through this, if there's anything that's a little unclear or if I'm speaking a little too fast, hey, Aubrey, hold on, roll it back. What does that mean? Okay. I'll be happy to go back for you. All right. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Crowley Cooling and Heating, LLC.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Kyle Norse, owner.
Perfect. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? I'll send over our 877 number in just a moment.
Yes.
All right, perfect. Please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. Let me know when you're ready for that number.
Okay.
All right, so that's 877-635-6225. That's also our headquarters.
Okay.
All right. And as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So we provide your security question to verify, as well as have you save our contact. So, for example, several of my clients get called by a company called, quote, Yelp. They basically offer advertising services, specific directory listings. If you don't receive these calls and are interested in trying it out, you just let me know. We offer the discounted rate already, and we do have that running. If they ask for a security question, you present them with that security question. If you do not have an answer, you do not take that call. Okay? We handle everything that has to do with these services with us. Okay? All right. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. And as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receive the required business documents in a timely manner. So we went over this earlier, so that's just business license, proof of insurance. We are going to go over your Google Guaranteed application, so don't worry about that, and any other items recommended for GVP verification. We kindly ask these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide necessary documentation within this time frame just results in a delay of the account until we get those documents, okay? Do you agree to submit these within 7 days?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So the payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, that is the 29th of October, in a non-refundable amount of $499. This is a two-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 29th in the amount of $249. This is a monthly recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, still our 877 number, to speak with a live representative. To prevent charges on your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind, Local Splash is international, and we do have agents all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
And you said it was a money-back guarantee for the first 30 days?
Correct, on my word, yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. So stand by for me here really quickly. You're going to receive a couple of emails from me. Let me go ahead and make sure those get over for you here. And then we do want to set your client interview. Let me see what we have available today just to make sure. Are you available for about an hour of time? A little later today to sit
yeah.
with your... Okay.
Yeah, I just had a cancellation. I just had a guy text me. He canceled. Very unfortunate.
Oh, that is unfortunate. I'm sorry.
Yep. That's how it goes. It's difficult out here.
Let me see. Okay, so 1 o'clock or 1 o'clock PST. So that's taken.
Hopefully,
3 o'clock.
We can get this going quick and get some jobs coming in soon because there's no jobs coming in.
Goodness gracious, we have that slot filled too. Okay. Are you open for 5 o'clock today?
Sure.
Okay. Let me see if we do have that. If 5 o'clock isn't available, is 6 okay? Just to make sure we have ample time for you.
Yeah, I'm available all night.
My
schedule's wide open. I got no jobs. I got no money coming in. Money going out.
All right. So 6. Okay, perfect. We do have that available here. All right. So 6 o'clock. The 29th. Excuse me. And that's Mr. Kyle Norse. And it's CrowleyCooling at Gmail.
I already have buyer's remorse, but hopefully this works out.
Well, I don't want you to have buyer's remorse. I want you to be sure that this is something that's going to look out for you here. I know it's going to take a little time, but we're looking out for you, okay?
Oh, I hope it works.
All right. So while I'm sending over the client interview email for you here, did you receive the initial invoice in your email?
Yeah, the one you sent me. I didn't. Let me take a look at me.
So there should be 4.
A bunch now.
Yeah, okay, perfect, perfect. So it should be an action needed. That's one of them. And then welcome to Local Splash. That'll have your username and your password. You'll see a Google Verified Campaign Begins email. And then you should see Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Most recent. Okay. I don't see any of the I got text messages. Let me make sure I got all the information you're saying I need. So I got the original email that you sent me from Aubrey. I just got 3 emails from Local Splash support, 3 additional emails. So one of them was the initial invoice. The second one is action needed. And then the last one was just a welcome to Local Splash.
Okay, perfect.
Those are the 3 I got.
So the initial invoice, if you could go ahead and open that one for me here. You'll see a blue click here. If you click that, it'll bring you to your terms of experience. Go through everything there. Make sure everything looks good for you before you check the boxes, sign a date, and submit. And it should take you directly to your dashboard once you do that.
Okay. Allow access to your Google Business profile so we can optimize it.
Don't touch that. I know that does happen. Excuse me. I am so sorry. I know that does happen to pop up. Don't touch any of that. We'll go through all of that in your client interview. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. And then let me refresh your account, make sure that came over for me here. All right, perfect. And then you should be receiving one more email from me. That'll be your client interview calendar invite. I haven't sent it yet. Just give me 1 second. Just want to make sure we have everything in order for you here. And for your, you did say you got the Welcome to Local Splash email as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, so I just now sent over a calendar invite. Let's go ahead and do a quick refresh. Make sure the time looks good, and then go ahead and accept that invite for me here.
Yeah, for 3 to 3:30 today.
All right, perfect. Perfect.
Okay.
All right.
Reply, yes.
All right, excellent. So we do have everything in order for you. Yeah, oh, you got an error?
Let me accept the invite. Yeah, it wouldn't let me accept it, but that's fine, I guess. I'm ready to go.
Perfect. I have the check mark here, so I guess it just hasn't registered on your side, but I did get the acceptance on my end.
Okay. Yeah, when I click accept, it gives me an error, so no problem. You guys are just going to call me?
Yes, sir. At 6 o'clock, we'll go ahead and follow up with you here. If I'm not available, if I happen to be on...
So now I'm not going to be ready. So the call's at 6? Sorry, the thing says 3. So 6?
3 p.m. PST, Pacific Standard Time, is how our calendar is listed. Because we're in Fountain Valley, our headquarters. So everything we list is in Pacific Standard Time.
I'm in SoCal.
Oh. Okay. Perfect. Okay, so 6 o'clock for me, it'll be 3 o'clock for you. Okay. Yeah, perfect. Okay, so it is in PST. So it does say 3 o'clock for you to 3:30.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I do apologize. Eastern Standard is the time zone I'm in, so I said 6 o'clock. That's on me. So just to make sure... Is 3 PST a good time for you, or do we have to change that?
It's fine. I'm wide open today.
Okay.
We
just want to make sure
job.
Everything is as smooth as possible.
I've got no jobs scheduled for now, so hopefully you could change this for me. So just to confirm our plan of attack, you're saying, so we're going to do SEO. All the SEO is going to work, but you're saying the SEO is not really, apparently, is not good strategy for this market around here due to whatever the situation may be. I'm too small, not enough money on the budget, whatever. But you're saying, so I'm just trying to confirm, you know, what you're saying our plan was. And you're saying it's going to be best to run some Google. You're saying to do the Google local service ads.
Correct. Yes, sir. Because it'll create that synergy for you. So your first page placement and your Google guaranteed, along with your directory submissions, are all going to be synergizing to create those returns. Yes, sir. And the Google guaranteed, those are high intent clientele. Those are coming. But now you have your organic listing backing you up as well for your brand recognition and visibility. So that's what creates that success. Yes, sir.
right. Try it out.
All right. So let me be the first here to welcome you into the local Splash family. I'm ready to see your results. I do like to keep up with my clients, right, from time to time. I don't like to blow you guys up. But I do like to check in with you guys, see how you're doing, right, see how you guys are feeling, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, no problem. Who monitors the performance in my account?
Yeah, so that'll be both me and your account manager. Your account manager is going to be the one on it 24/7. I will be the one checking in on your account to make sure that your profitability and success is where it needs to be. If it is not, that's when I contact either you or your account manager, and we hash out what's going on there, okay?
All right.
All right, excellent. Now, did you have any more questions for me while I do still have you here?
No, I think that's it.
All right, excellent. Well, I do look forward to getting you guys onboarded here a little bit later in the day, around 3 o'clock. If I'm unable to call you first to do your introduction to Mr. Dominguez, which will be your account manager, it's likely because I'm on the call with another client. So they'll be able to go ahead and handle everything from that point. If you do need me, feel free to text me, email me. I am here for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, Kyle. Excellent. Well, it's been wonderful speaking with you today. I'm so glad we finally found a marketing company that's going to work for you. For now, enjoy the rest of your day. We'll be meeting with you here really soon, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Absolutely, Kyle. You take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Have a good one. Bye.